We are here today to celebrate a dear father, dear brother, dear friend, dear cousin, Leon Patrick Johnson. And as we honor our dear relative and friend here today, may we also honor the family as we follow what has been put in place by the family. I know many have so many things to say about our dear brother, but for the sake of time and the honor of the family, we're going to stick with what's on the actual program. At this time, we have the reading of Scripture. It's going to be from Psalm chapter 30. And as I read this Old Testament passage, take note of verse 5. I think it's very fitting for this occasion. It tells us in verse 1 in Psalm chapter 30, I would have sold you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought me up, my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Verse 4, sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. And our New Testament reading is going to be from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 28. Our dear brother Paul writes, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God, to the Father, and destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is expected. He accepted who put all things in subjection unto him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection unto him, that God may be in all. As we transition to prayer, I thought it would be great fitting for the family to pray the same prayer that I prayed at Miss Elizabeth Harris, his mother's funeral. May I pray at this time? Our Father, which art in heaven, Jesus who sit at the right hand of the Father, the Spirit who sent to help and comfort us daily, how holy is your name. Mighty in character, but gracious through your Son. That sin has separated us from you. When sin came, death came into this world. But you, being gracious, you sent your only Son that we may be given eternal life by your precious, righteous, redemptive work. Today we celebrate the victory of Christ over death, that our dear brother Leon Johnson is now before you, enjoying and glazing upon your throne forever. Let this be comfort for us today, Lord, that Christ has paid it all, and that Christ will keep us in himself forever, just how he has kept our dear brother. So during trials may not cause anxiousness, but we can remember that the Father kept our dear brother, and that the Father will keep us. So let us remember during trials, that God does everything for his good, which is our good. Amen. Now we transition to the selection. Now we will have words of comfort and the tributes.
I'm John Clark, sleepy as everybody know him, my friend, cousin. I just got a story that I remember when we first met him, we were probably about 7 or 8 at Willow Chapel. Everybody knows, most people from here from Willow Chapel. And I just remember Dad always bowed my head right before we come to church. We get to church and Gertrude, she was the gatekeeper of all of us kids. And every time, she would turn her back, Sleepy would slap my head, boom. I said, man, this is what's wrong. We really didn't know each other then. I mean, this went on for Sundays, man. He couldn't resist him. When my head would ball for days, he'd ball ahead every right before we come to church every Sunday. But after all of that, though, we got to be friends, cousins, all that good stuff. And matter of fact, when Gertrude had a back turn, guess what? Me and sneaked out of church together. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to, say that. And also, just to reiterate that Sleepy, he loved his kids and family. Mm-hmm. He loved y'all. I don't have to mention that to y'all, but he's always tell me that I spoke to him all the time. We talked all the time. And he always said that, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say nothing else. Every time we talk, John, you know my sister Dimp, don't you? Sleepy. I know your sister Dimp.
Dwayne Johnson.
Everybody knows Sleepy. I'm talking about if you didn't know him, if he walked in the room, you're going to know him before you leave. He would always come by and blow the horn. Pop, 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 pop. I said, Sleepy, knock on the door, man. Oh, boy, you know it's me. Get on up. He messed around. Come on, ride with me. I said, no, I ain't going to get in the truck with you. I messed around and got in there with him one Sunday. And, man, we went back on that levee. And, boy, I had to beg him. I said, come on now, let's go, man. Oh, wait just one more minute. Duck, go back in there and get it one more. And we going to leave. But, I look when I ride down 425, and I look over there at the old tabernacle was. When we were all kids, they used to have a rope in the tree. And with a tire. Boy, that seemed like that tree was the tallest tree I ever seen in my life. We swing out there in the middle of 81. It was all of them. Then they had a old wagon ride that we had. And, a lot of the kids now, they just seem as that the fun isn't what it was then. We could take a old tire, tractor tire, whatever, put dirt in it, and roll it up and down the road. That was our fun. It was I tell you what, all of us, let's all stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. I'm not one to jump up and down every time the church opens, but I know Jesus. And all the ones that don't know him personally, hey, you need to get to know him.
Hello, I'm Courtney, the youngest. We have so many good memories, great memories from a child on up. But one of my favorite memories is, I think I was about 5, and Toya was about 8 or 9. And he was trying to teach Toya how to drive. And I remember we went down the dirt road by Willow Chapel. Toya was driving, Daddy on the passenger side, I'm in the back of the truck. Toya get in front of Aunt Henry May house. It was Aunt Henry May. Well, y'all, Aunt Henry May. Y'all know Aunt Henry May had a chicken coop on the side. Toya could not stop. She could not hit the brake to stop the truck for nothing. And I'm looking, because she's steady trying to hit the brake. The only thing I knew is I'm looking down. Daddy just looking. He just swung his foot over and just stumped Toya's foot so hard. I was just looking. I almost flew out the back of the truck. I bust my lip and everything. But my mama, I shoot at work, so. But we have a whole lot of great memories. He was very, very, very funny. Very funny. He loved his grandchildren, all of them. He loved his children. He loved his family, period. But we have a whole lot of great memories. Mama already know. I'm Toya. Sleepy met my mom. He met my mom when she was in college. I was like 2 or 3. Okay. When they decided to be together, I automatically became his daughter. Whenever he introduced me, he never introduced me as step or nothing. He always introduced me as his daughter. I'm grateful for that because he never excluded me. He always wanted to include me. No matter what. Learned a lot from him.
A whole lot.
A whole lot. A lot of great memories. Nobody's life is perfect. I don't care how prim and proper you try to be, or how much makeup you try to put on it to make it look good. Nobody's perfect. He had a kind heart and giving. Mm-hmm. He was always a giver. Sometimes I think he was taking advantage of his time. And just to know how to say no. Mm. We would always have conversations. Probably about a lot of stuff that I wasn't supposed to know. But I do. But he felt free and open when he wanted to talk to me, because he knew that I had a listening ear and I wasn't going to judge. I may fuss sometimes, but he knew that I would listen. And he would share with me about some things that bother him, and I would fuss and ask him, why don't you speak up for yourself? And that was another thing that bothered me, because he never did. He would always go alone just to get alone, but come back and complain to us. And we have to always hear it. And I will always tell him, don't deny your feelings just to go alone, to get alone. You are important too. You are important.
My name is TJ.
Thank you.
You know I look just like him. I'm the son. I remember on football Sundays, we'd always sit down, wake up in the morning. He always asked me, what we gonna eat today? I like, whatever you wanna eat. So I take some out of the freezer, cook it and everything. He get on the phone, start talking. As soon as he get on the phone, hey, yeah, we cooked this and all this. I said, who cooked what? I cooked this. And as we watching football, he used to always pick the team that he know gonna win. I bet you on that one. I bet you on this one. I said, let me have the team gonna win. Them the days, them the members I'm gonna miss out. Hey, he was good to everybody. He loved everybody. He give anybody back off a shirt off his back. So, I love everybody for coming out here and everything. Support. Thank y'all.
Courtney and Toya and TJ, I love you both, and I mean all of you all. And whatever I can do for you, I'm here for you anyway to encourage you, and don't hesitate to reach out at any time. Our God is near to you. He won't never leave you or forsake you. He is so near. And the same thing for the siblings that are there here and the cousins and friends. Our God is near at a time like this. As we gather here today to remember our dear father, brother, and cousin again, our dear friend Leon Johnson and I can get Leon Johnson out the way. Let me go ahead and say Sleepy. All right. Let me go on and get to Sleepy now. We have so many memories to share. Even this past week, I got phone calls and heard so many different stories about Sleepy. Many stories with Joe Patterson, Hot Shot. Can I tell one of those? No, I'm not going to tell that story. I might not be able to have a Sunday meal with my mom and dad tomorrow if I tell that story. But it was great moments. And what I just heard here from the children is what I heard all week. He'll be able to give the clothes off his back. He's able to be kind to anyone. So many great things that I heard from him. He reminded me of his sweet mother. She would do just the same. And again, when I did her funeral, I actually came from Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. And I want to read that text today, if you guys are okay with that. It said, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." Let me pray for us and let's ask the Lord to help us and encourage us with this text. Our Father God is in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us, Lord, to be here, Lord, to be able to hear your word at this time to encourage us. Give us a word at this time, Lord. Give us the right word at this time, Lord, to help us, Lord. We all are weak right now. Lord, we look everywhere for strength. But, Lord, we know only strength can come from you. So, Lord, give it to us at this time. Let us be encouraged at this time. Let us foretaste that day, Lord, when you will wipe away every tear on that glorious day to come. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to encourage us at this time. Be with me as I encourage the family, Lord. Let everything I say, Lord, be for your glory and your glory alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. With a few moments that I have, I think John's words here in 21, verse 3 and 4, are very fitting for us here. John tells us in verse 3, he said, "Behold." Behold, which is mean, look. It's a word that demands one attention. The attention that John encourages us to see is that God has a new dwelling place. In the Old Testament, God would dwell in the temple of the holies of the holies, one of the most sacred places God would be at. Then later on, we saw God came on. He dwelt in a place of a temple. Later on, we saw it in Jesus' day. But also we saw Jesus walking with his disciples, dwelling with them. But now this text tells us now the dwelling place forever is going to be with God and his people. You got to think about it. Heaven is nothing if God is not there. What made heaven is God. What made those temples of the Holy of the Holy was God. So the special part of heaven is God. It is for God's glory. It says in Isaiah 44, 6. Thus says the Lord, that the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. Isaiah 48, 12. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Revelation 1, 8. I'm the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. And those just a couple of passages there, we learn about how God is the creator. There's never a time that God didn't exist. God has always existed in eternity past. Because God has always been the one that was full of glory. One person says it's the preeminent passion of God's heart. It's his own glory. God is at the center of his own affections. The supreme love of God's life is God. God is preeminently committed to the fame of his name. God himself is the end for which God created the world. Stick with me now. Stick with me. The good thing about God is that God is glorious. And God is the one that has created everything that didn't exist. And now the text tells us this same glory of God is the same God that now dwells with man. He comes to man now. So our dear brother, Sleepy, he gets to see something that we're not able to see right now. He gets to be able to see this glorious God with all his beauty and all his splendor. I know in Florida you have to put those sunglasses on because the sun is so bright. Well, our God is brighter than the sun. And for our brother Sleepy now, it's going to be to get his new body. He's going to be glazed in God's glory without shades. You get to see the passions of God's heart. Not just for a little while. I know many have flew in town. And you get that rental car. You enjoy the comforts, the amenities of the rental car. But you got to take it back eventually, right? You got to give it back. This is different than what this text is telling us. This dwelling place that God prepared for us is something that God doesn't take back from us. It's a dwelling place that we get forever. It's a residing place that God is with his people, and we're with God, and we're there forever. So our brother Sleepy, he doesn't have to come back to a fallen world. He get a better world. A better world that he gets to enjoy forever with no more pain, no more suffering, no more hard time. And no more judgmental people like our sister Tori just mentioned. Free from gossip, but a place with beauty forevermore. So our brother Sleepy is in a good place right now. Jesus, one of his name was called Emmanuel. It was already giving us a taste of what to come. Emmanuel means God with us. It is God himself with his people. We don't have to go anymore to earthly priests. We don't have to go anymore to pastors. We can go, as our Aunt Gertrude will go, to the prayer closet. We can go to our God, because our God is near to us. But one day, on a glorious day to come, we're going to be able to see his face. So family here today, it's okay to cry. It's okay to lament. But it's also okay to rejoice that our father, brother, cousin, and friend is dwelling with our glorious God forever. Lastly, family, John tells us this: he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things are passed away. God dwell in places with us. There will be no more tears or mourning anymore. No more death. No more funerals. Death's going to be put away. So family, we get to look forward to that. For those that believe in Jesus, we get to look forward to that glorious day. For we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. That we don't deserve heaven, but God in his goodness, God willing, in his love, he took our place. He didn't need a savior. He was perfect. But for us, of all in this room, for the ways of sin in us, that for all have sinned, for all of us in this room, that no one is perfect but Christ. But Christ in his goodness. Christ in his goodness, even at his crucifixion. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even at his death, he was a forgiving God. So no matter what stories you might have heard of Sleepy, no matter what story you might have heard of yourself. For those that believe in Jesus, not just some of our sins, not just a little bit of our sins, but all of our sins are paid on the cross. And it's paid in full. It's paid in full, so we don't have to worry about righteousness coming from within ourselves, because Christ has paid it in full and has given us his righteousness. And God is going to judge us by his righteousness, not by our failures anymore. But for those in here that's not believing in Jesus, if you're not believing in Jesus, you're trusting in yourself. There's no other hope for you. There's only one hope. It's our perfect Savior. Trust him today. And as family, as we get ready to end, be reminded of this, that we all will have to leave this place one day. And but for those that believe in Christ, we're going to join him. We're going to dwell with him. And we're going to see his glory, not just for a little while. We're going to see his glory forever. May we look forward to that. May we be encouraged by that. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Today, family, to trust God for everything that you need. As you go through this time of grief. For we know that our family love us, our friends care about us, but nobody can take care of us like the Lord.
Amen.
So trust God. And just know this, no matter how unfaithful we are, God is still faithful to us.
Yes.
God bless you. May God keep you, and we would like to present this memorial plaque to you in memory of your mother. God bless you, and God keep you.
As we prepare to depart, and before the benediction, just a reminder, the repast is going to be on Dollarway Road across from the old USA Drugs at the Wilma Anderson Center, 4701 Dollarway Road, Palm of Arkansas, 71602. Again, 4701 Dollarway Road, the Wilma Anderson Center. As we end, let me read our benediction. From Jude 1:24-25, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, to present you blameless before the presence of the glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be the glory, the majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Our Father God, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to keep the family. Watch over the family. Nourish the family at this time. Let them be reminded of what they heard here today. That one day, Lord, for those that believe, they're going to rest forever with you in your eternal dwelling place. Let us look forward to that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.